You're listening to SBS News.
Since taking office, President Donald Trump has withdrawn from the Paris Climate Accord, the Iran nuclear deal, and two arms control treaties with Russia. He's pulled the U.S. out of the U.N. Human Rights Council and the U.N. Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, threatened to leave the International Postal Union, and announced an end to cooperation with the World Health Organization. The executive order authorized the Secretary of State, in consultation with the Treasury Secretary, to block financial assets within U.S. jurisdiction of International Criminal Court investigating U.S. personnel. The move ramps up pressure to stop the ICC's case into alleged war crimes in Afghanistan. Officials say the Hague-based tribunal threatens to infringe on U.S. national sovereignty and accused Russia of manipulating the court to serve Moscow's ends. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo alleges that the court continues to pursue politically motivated investigations against the U.S. and its partners, including Israel.
We cannot and we will not stand by as our people are threatened by a kangaroo court. And indeed, I have a message to many close allies around the world. Your people could be next, especially those from NATO countries who fought terrorism in Afghanistan right alongside of us. We're also gravely concerned about the threat the court poses to Israel. The ICC is already threatening Israel with an investigation of so-called war crimes committed by its forces and personnel in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip.
Secretary Pompeo went on to detail what action the U.S. would take to ramp up pressure to stop the ICC's investigation.
The Trump administration is taking the following actions. First, we're authorizing the imposition of economic sanctions against ICC officials directly engaged in ICC efforts to investigate U.S. personnel or allied personnel against that allied state's consent and against others who materially support such officials' activities.
President Trump's executive order would block the financial assets of court employees and bar them and their immediate relatives from entering the United States.
The United States is expanding visa restrictions for officials directly engaged in those same investigations. We're extending and expanding these restrictions to include their family members. It gives us no joy to punish them, but we cannot allow ICC officials and their families to come to the United States to shop and travel and otherwise enjoy American freedoms as these same officials seek to prosecute the defender of those very freedoms.
Unsurprisingly, Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, welcomed the sanctions.
First, I want to congratulate President Trump and Secretary Pompeo for their bold leadership in sanctioning the corrupt and biased International Criminal Court. This kangaroo court is a politicized court. It's obsessed with conducting witch hunts against Israel, the United States, and other democracies that respect human rights, while turning a blind eye to the world's greatest abusers of human rights, including the terrorist regime in Iran. The ICC fabricates outlandish charges against Israel, outrageously claiming that Jews living in their historic homeland constitutes a war crime. Ridiculous. Shame on them. And once again, America, thank you for standing up for justice and for standing up for truth.
While Israel welcomed the president's move, there were expressions of concern and condemnations from the United Nations, the European Union, and human rights groups. Spokesman for the UN Secretary General, Stefan Dujarric, said the global body would be looking at any possible implications this development may have in light of the cooperation agreement between the UN and the ICC.
We've taken note with concern of these reports of the executive order authorizing sanctions against certain individuals at the International Criminal Court. I'll add that we're also aware that there have been previous statements by the U.S. Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, that any restrictions taken against individuals would be implemented consistently with the host country's obligations under the UN Headquarters Agreement. We'll obviously continue to follow very closely any developments on this issue.
In a tweet, Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said the Netherlands supported the court on its soil.
Very disturbed by the United States' measures against the International Criminal Court. We call on the US not to sanction ICC staff. The Netherlands fully supports the ICC and will continue to do so. The ICC is crucial in the fight against impunity and in upholding international rule of law.
Human Rights Watch said Mr. Trump's order demonstrates contempt for the global rule of law. The group's Washington director, Andrea Prasow, says it blocks victims of serious crimes from seeing justice. Josep Borrell, the EU's foreign diplomacy chief, reiterated the 27-member bloc's support for the court.
This is a matter of serious concern, as you can understand, because we, as European Union, we are steadfast supporters of the International Criminal Court. I think that for sure I can reiterate our support to this institution. The court has been playing a key role in providing international justice and addressing the gravest international crimes. It is a key factor in bringing justice and peace. It must be respected and supported by all nations.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that the U.S. has never accepted that the ICC would have jurisdiction over its personnel. He said that the U.S. would investigate its own personnel who were alleged to have committed war crimes.
The International Criminal Court's efforts to investigate and prosecute Americans are inconsistent with fundamental principles of international law and the practice of international courts. As the executive order notes, the United States is not a party to the Rome Statute that created the ICC, nor have we ever accepted its jurisdiction over our personnel. That is why our nation and this administration will not allow American citizens who have served our country to be subjected to illegitimate investigations. Instead, we expect information about alleged misconduct by our people to be turned over to U.S. authorities so that we can take the appropriate action as we have consistently done so in the past.
The Hague-based court was created in 2002 to prosecute war crimes and crimes of humanity and genocide in areas where perpetrators might not otherwise face justice. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.